we've talked many times about the various programs offered by USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. But did you know the state office in Florida has an archaeologist on staff? Dr. Shannon Dunn, Cultural Resources Specialist Archaeologist for Florida NRCS, explains what her position involves.
Well, in Florida Natural Resources Conservation Service, we work with private landowners. But because we're a federal agency, we're also responsible for complying with the National Historic Preservation Act. And that says that if the federal government is going to assist with or do any undertaking, any practice, any program or activity that may have an adverse effect on cultural resources, that we have to consider the impacts of that undertaking, project, program, activity. And basically that's saying that if, you know, under the Farm Bill, if we're going to assist a landowner with a practice, we have to figure out, is there an archaeological site there that we might be impacting, we might be doing harm to by putting in a pipeline or a fence? So that's part of my job, is to work with the field offices and work with landowners and make sure that we don't do damage to sites in the process.
Florida NRCS has to check for any cultural resources on lands before contracting for an easement to do any type of work that would disturb burial grounds and so forth. So Shannon says the first step is to simply contact your local NRCS field office.
If there's a landowner out there who thinks there might be a resource that they're concerned about, they should contact their local NRCS field office and work with them to maybe create a map or get some information. And that field office can contact me, and I'll see if I can come out and help them, make sure that we avoid any adverse effects of that cultural resource, and I can help them figure out how big it is or what exactly that resource represents, if it's 100 years old, if it's 1,000 years old, if it's 10,000 years old.
And to learn more, contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.